Chapter 3, verse 10. Now, we looked at chapter 3 before, and we saw that there was three things to know. And the third thing to know was the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, and we're going to look at that more tonight. The Holy Bible, as it says, mine says precious moments, but usually it says Holy Bible. The Word of God is effective for you. For your person, it's effective. And the Word of God, as it's preached, we're going to have to deal with him. The Word of God is effective for you, your person, and as we preach it or as we give it out, it's effective for everyone. So it's effective for you and it's effective for everyone else. So it's effective for everyone. It is for everyone. Our first little bit, we're going to talk about that it's effective for us and we are to know it. And the second, we are going to talk about how to give it out. Once we receive it, then we can give it out. So let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for your word, and we do pray that you would allow us to hide it in our hearts and know it. And as we know it, we come to know you, and we thank you for that fact. And we pray that as we receive it, then we can give it out. As we know your scriptures and we soak it up, then we can be squeezed out and it comes out. And we thank you for that as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10, 2 Timothy. But you have carefully followed my doctrine. Verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So we are to continue in the things which you have learned. If you have studied the Scriptures for a while, continue in them. If they are new to you, start and continue in them. It's a privilege to have known what is in the Bible from a young age. But recently, I never got into this whole middle section with all the big prophet books and minor prophets. There's a lot of good stuff in there. So if you know some of it, continue to be in it. If you know all of it, continue to know all of it. Just continue in God's Word. Continue in the things which you have learned. And we know that Timothy was taught the Holy Scriptures by his mother and by his grandmother. And Liz, speaking to you here as a mother and maybe one day a grandmother, that it's an important responsibility for you to train your child and give out the Word. And I know you have. And as I'm a father and you guys might be fathers one day, that to teach, but even those who are not your children, to teach. Just, and we're going to get into that and preach. We're going to get into that later. But we're going to just look at how he describes God's Word and what it's all about. The Holy Scriptures. The word holy here means set apart. It's different from any other book. This is different from any other book, and we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, why it's different. But this holy means set apart. We read in Romans 7 that the law is holy and just and good. All the Old Testament is holy. It's pure, and it's set apart. The second thing it tells us about the Scriptures, or God's Word, or the Bible, it's able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. This tells us, this gives us the roadmap how to know God. It tells us how to believe in God. It tells us how to worship God. it gives us the opportunity of salvation, to be saved, to know that we're going to heaven, to receive Jesus through faith. Knowing the Bible doesn't make us saved, but it teaches us how to be saved. It teaches us how to know God and know Jesus. There's also, I want to say, it's also, it's able to make you wise. It says in, I love this because I was reading it one day, and it was just the encouragement I needed, but it's in Psalms 119, and it's, the Psalms 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and it talks about God's Word. It tells all about God's Word. And one of the verses in it, it says it makes us wise, even more wiser than our teachers. And we can have more wisdom than our teachers. And then why I really liked it, because in our reading, we were reading this, and then the end of it was saying, respect your teachers. So there's, God's Word has a balance of, it can make us even more wise than our teachers, but also to respect our teachers and respect our elders. So God's Word gives us practical wisdom as well as spiritual wisdom. How to live, how to be, it guides our step. It tells us, it gives us direction each step. We feel lost if we haven't read God's Word. We feel lost, and Sarah feels lost. She's like, where are we going with this life? What are we doing, and what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't have the wisdom, but when we go to God's Word, He gives us the next step, and He gives us what we need, the wisdom for today. The next thing about the Word of God, it's true and dependable. We can rely on it. All Scripture, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. There's a lot here. Okay, we got to slow down. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You kind of see it in the Word. You got to kind of dig. What's in the word inspiration? The Spirit. The Spirit of God is in there, and it's written by the Spirit of God. And in Peter, he says that the prophecy of God's Word was given to holy men as they were taught by the Holy Spirit, and they wrote God's Word. Over 40 different authors, 66 books, they all have the same message. It's amazing. No other book. That's how it's different from any other book. It's written by God through men. Given by inspiration of God. Jesus said, Lord, he was saying, Father, you are truth, and your word is truth. It comes from God. God cannot lie, and his word is truth. And it also moves, God's word moves, and it accomplishes the work that it set out to do. It's profitable, and it gives us a whole list of why it's profitable. It's profitable for doctrine, what is right. It tells us what is right. It also tells us what is wrong, but it tells us what is right, doctrine. For reproof, what is not right. Here's the what is not right part. It tells us what is right and what is not right. For correction, It makes us right. And instruction in righteousness, how to stay right. I didn't make that up. I read that. But it shows us what is right, what is wrong, and how to get right, how to stay right. Thought that was neat. Why that the man, verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. This perfect means like in good shape or good condition. So it exercises our spiritual man, and it makes us in shape or in fit condition. It equips us for service that we can be equipped to do every good thing. So that's how the Bible is good for us. Now, how is the Bible good for everyone else? I charge you in chapter 4, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. So here, some of the same things that it's good for us to make us right, it shows us where we're sinning. Here, as we give it out, as we preach it, here's some of the same things. Reproof. What is right? And that's conviction, to show us what's right. Exhortation. And I was really struggling with the word preach and what it means. I don't know if I've come up with a definition that I like, but a lot of the times, it's mentioned a lot of times in the Bible, the word preach, and a lot of the times it's referring, especially in the New Testament, to preaching the gospel. Preaching how God can make us right, how God came to this earth and died on the cross, and now we believe in him and we can go to heaven and live for him. A lot of the times it's about the gospel and the good news of God. A lot of the times it was just a message that God had. And it says, go preach the message that I have given you. That's a lot in the Old Testament. So that's the definition that I've come up with, declaring God's message. It's different from prophesying, and it's different than teaching. Teaching is really expounding and making people understand the detail and the specifics of it. But preaching is declaring God's message. It's scary today that people don't want to hear God's message. And I've experienced this lately, and it's how God is speaking to me. And I say, you know what? God's really saying something to me. He's saying, get rid of all your stuff. He's saying, he's giving us a lot of direction, and it's through the word. And people don't even want to hear that. And now I'm not even crossing over the line and saying, you know, well, God's telling you to do this. But so there's a battle here, and I feel it intensely. And that's why he says, with all long suffering and teaching, it's not easy to preach God's word, but it's good and it's right, and God will bless it. We need to ask God to give us this patience and this long suffering to teach and to preach God's word. 'Cause like it says, they're not going to endure it. They don't want to hear it. But there are some who do, and that's the good news. This itching ears, if you ever had an itch on your ear, it's probably the worst place to have it, because you just gotta get it, you know? And that's what it's this, that's what he's saying here, this intensity of like, okay, I don't want to hear, I want something to relieve this itch. I want to hear, that sounds good. That sounds good. It's not the Bible. I want to hear, it can all be cleaned. No. All your stuff can be cleaned. It can throw it out. And a lot of the times, it's Christians that you're having to fight against. But that's another topic. We're veering off of what God has for us tonight. But sound doctrine, everything that's in God's Word and everything that God is saying. And in it is truth, in it is wisdom for us and for everyone. And there's God's going to judge the living and the dead. And it's going to be based on God's Word and the truth in God's Word. So it is something serious, and it's something that we can take to heart. But when I say this, I say it to you and I say it to myself, is to preach the Word, and with all long suffering and teaching. Be ready in season and out of season. Over the break, we had a break of church, and because Friday night, Christmas fell on Friday, if you remember, and then New Year's fell on Friday, and we had a break, and I took a break, but I read ahead, and this is what it said: preach the Word in season, out of season, stay in the Bible, even when you can't get to church, even when you're tired, even when you don't feel like it, in season and out of season. And this really speaks to me. So we're going to hopefully finish up the rest of the chapter soon and the rest of the book. It's been a good book. I want to leave you with this. It's also in this book. Where is it? It's a study to show yourself approved, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Maybe it's in 1 Timothy. I want to say 2:15, but I'm not seeing it. Something 2:15. Where is that? Shout it out if you have it. Yeah, where is that? Oh yeah, it starts different. It starts, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So if you are in the Bible, continue in the Bible. If you're new to the Bible, get into the Bible. It's going to give you the direction you need for your life. And once you start soaking it up and give it out and preach it with all long suffering. Let's pray. Lord, we do pray for this long suffering that you are talking about, and we do ask that you give it to us, and that you would encourage our hearts to stay in your word and to be diligent about it, and to learn and just soak up everything you have for us to and as we do that, it's effective. It's going to be working in our lives, to reproving us and getting rid of our sin, and that's the exciting part, the journey that we're on here, Lord, and showing us how to live right, showing us what not to do and what to do, and how to live right in you. And then, Lord, give us the strength to keep declaring it. It's, you said it when you said they're not going to want to hear it. And we see that. But we press through, and we, in your name and in by your Spirit, we give it out. And help us to do that diligently as well, in season, out of season. In Jesus' name, amen.